Have you ever noticed how the deepest connections often form between people who've experienced profound pain? In the romance that's captivated millions, we meet Rafael Lopez, a billionaire tech entrepreneur who rarely smiles, and Ellie, his son's nanny, who meticulously tracks those rare smiles on their refrigerator. Behind Rafael's cold exterior lies a man traumatized by childhood abandonment and adult betrayal. His ex-wife Hillary orchestrated an elaborate scheme to marry him for his potential wealth, then had a prolonged affair with his business partner. These wounds have taught Rafael that survival means keeping others at arm's length, especially after his 8-year-old son Nico is diagnosed with a rare genetic condition that will likely result in blindness by age 20. Instead of providing emotional support, Rafael throws money at the problem, hiring specialists, researching treatments, and working longer hours. His trauma manifests in unexpected ways, particularly around food. Despite his wealth, he exhibits compulsive behaviors, finishing every morsel, keeping detailed pantry inventories, becoming visibly distressed when food is wasted. These habits stem from childhood insecurity, when he often went days without proper meals. What makes Rafael's journey compelling is how his carefully constructed walls begin to crumble, not through grand gestures, but through small moments of vulnerability, like when he finally joins family dinners instead of eating alone in his office. Ellie bears both hidden and visible scars. Once a talented songwriter whose work was stolen by Ava Rhodes, she now works as Nico's nanny. Her body carries self-harm marks alongside meaningful tattoos, stars on her middle finger symbolizing resilience, a triplet note representing family, and bend but never break along her spine. Her healing begins when Rafael discovers these scars. Kneeling before her, he kisses each mark, telling her he sees not brokenness but a warrior who chose life. "You don't have to battle those demons alone anymore," he says, transforming how she perceives herself, defined by her strength rather than her past. Ellie reclaims her voice when Ava releases her personal song, Silver Scars. With Rafael's support, she takes legal action and wins a settlement, which she donates to help struggling children, turning her pain into purpose. Trust forms the central conflict in Rafael and Ellie's relationship. When Ellie keeps Nico's deteriorating vision secret at the boy's request, Rafael fires her, a reaction revealing his deep trauma around betrayal that reinforces his belief that no one can be trusted. The aftermath showcases both characters' growth. Rafael struggles between shutting down and recognizing Ellie acted from compassion. His decision to seek her out marks a pivotal moment, choosing vulnerability over self-protection. During reconciliation, he acknowledges how Nico's happiness under Ellie's care had begun healing his parental insecurities. Their trust develops through shared vulnerability. In Hawaii, they exchange their darkest truths, Rafael's childhood neglect leading to compulsive eating, and Ellie's history of self-harm and relationship with her abusive father. When Ellie delivers her ultimatum that trust isn't about control, it's about faith, Rafael's actions demonstrate that while trust carries risks, emotional isolation guarantees loneliness. 8-year-old Nico offers a poignant lens into adult relationships. While his deteriorating vision creates immediate stakes, his emotional journey between a distant father and disappointing mother resonates most deeply. Nico copes by memorizing surroundings and creating detailed drawings. His bond with Ellie becomes a pathway to self-worth through her unconditional acceptance. When Nico reveals his worsening vision, Ellie creates safety by sharing her childhood dyslexia struggles, deepening their connection through shared vulnerabilities. When his mother cancels another visit, missing his piano recital, Nico's heartbreak manifests as refusing to perform. "I quit." This reveals how children internalize rejection, believing abandoning their passions shields them from hurt. When Ellie announces her departure for Europe, Nico's response, "But you're leaving," echoes his deepest fear. Her promise of continued presence offers what his mother never could, reliable love. By the epilogue, Nico calls Ellie mom, showing that family forms through consistent presence and choosing to love. Music serves as both metaphor and mechanism for healing throughout the story. For Ellie, songwriting provides emotional expression when words fail, making Ava's theft of her vulnerable song, Silver Scars, particularly devastating. Raphael creates a music studio for Nico, recognizing his son's talent despite his own created discomfort. This space becomes where Ellie and Nico bond, and Raphael begins reconciling with music. His confession about wanting to join the high school band reveals early sacrifices of authentic expression. In a powerful scene, Ellie performs the original, darker version of a song Ava popularized at a local bar. Her haunting performance about an abusive relationship leaves Raphael questioning why someone so talented works as a nanny. As Ellie reclaims her musical identity through collaboration with Cole Griffin, she writes a song about Raphael, not for commercial release, but as personal expression. When asked if he'll ever hear it completed, she explains, "Some songs should never end, especially theirs," beautifully capturing love's evolving nature. Parenting emerges as a powerful theme, showing how adults raise children while healing from their own traumas. Raphael initially parents in reaction to his neglectful upbringing, providing Nico with material security, but struggling emotionally, unintentionally recreating the distance from his own childhood. When Nico questions Raphael's compulsion to never waste food, Raphael vulnerably shares his experience of childhood hunger, creating understanding that rules alone couldn't achieve. Ellie helps Raphael see that protecting Nico from all pain isn't possible or beneficial. When Nico's vision worsens, Raphael's instinct is to hide emotions, believing strength means masking feelings. Ellie encourages honest communication instead, showing children need authenticity more than perfect strength. The contrast between Ellie and Hillary highlights different approaches. Hillary uses Nico as leverage for financial gain, while Ellie chooses to love him consistently despite no biological obligation, adapting her career to maintain their connection, demonstrating that true parenting stems from choices and actions, not biology. This story explores choosing love after devastating heartbreak. Raphael resists because he believes he's fundamentally unlovable, that anyone who truly knows him will eventually leave. His confession that, "I may not be the one you envisioned, but I won't stop until I feel worthy of you," reveals his fear of not deserving happiness. Ellie hesitates because her desire for marriage and children conflicts with Raphael's disinterest. When he reveals his vasectomy after learning of Nico's genetic condition, she must choose between her imagined future and the man she loves. Her willingness to consider adoption shows flexibility without abandoning her dreams. Their story shows them actively choosing each other repeatedly. The proposal scene captures this perfectly. Raphael offers a hibiscus flower, the same one he's tucked behind her ear throughout their relationship, symbolizing how love exists in consistent, everyday choices. What we all want isn't perfect love, but love that sees our scars and stays. This story reminds us that our broken places don't diminish our worth. They're often where our greatest beauty bridges.